Welcome to episode 26 of the Accessibility Craft Podcast, where we explore the art of creating accessible websites while trying out interesting craft beverages. This podcast is brought to you by the team at Equalize Digital, a WordPress accessibility company and the proud creators of the Accessibility Checker plugin. This episode is a recording of a June 2023 WordPress accessibility meetup where Alex Stein, engineer and accessibility consultant, and Amber Hines, CEO of Equalize Digital, performed a live accessibility audit of the Go theme by GoDaddy. WordPress accessibility meetups take place via Zoom webinars twice a month, and anyone can attend. For show notes, a full transcript, and additional information about meetups, go to accessibilitycraft.com/026. And now, on to the show.
So today, I'm very excited. I'm going to add a spotlight, Alex, so that you can pop up here to welcome Alex Stein back. Alex is on the core accessibility team, though your day job, right, is no longer in WordPress, but he is an engineer who specializes in development and also is our accessibility expert today, who's going to be sharing his knowledge. Is there anything you want to say to introduce yourself, Alex?
Oh, not really. Introductions are overrated.
Well, we are thrilled to have you back and appreciate that you continue to do this for us.
I'm happy to be here.
And then I'm also going to introduce today Courtney Robertson from the GoDaddy team. We will be testing the Go theme by GoDaddy, which I actually went and bought a managed WordPress hosting plan with GoDaddy today. And then I was thinking, boy, I wonder if I should have set this up way long ago, because I'm like, I got to build one of these like demo sites for us to test. But it was literally two clicks. It's been a very long time since I bought a hosting plan.
There you go.
And I was super impressed. It was like, do you want to migrate a website or start new? And I was like, start new. And then it just took me to this page where it's like, pick a template, but I think they're all from this theme.
Yes.
So I picked one and then it installed and then it dumped me on the edit screen for the homepage.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah. So hi folks. I am Courtney Robertson. I happen to know Amber and Alex pretty well. Alex, perhaps more so. We hang out in the training team coffee hour. I contribute a good bit of my work hours to the WordPress training team. We make the content that goes on learn.wordpress.org. Alex does pull requests and very developer things to help that website, but also will say, this doesn't work if the content is not also accessible. So I so appreciate hanging out with Alex. And when Amber asked for some plugins or themes that folks would like to have reviewed, I raised my hand on behalf of my employer at GoDaddy. I'm a developer advocate. I talk to developers, I talk to our customers that are developers, I talk to our staff that are developers, and I try to get them to all speak human. So in whatever form that looks like.
That is a very good skill.
Yes, sometimes they like to speak code, and I try to get them to speak human in whatever language that looks like, we work with that. So I'm really thrilled to be here and to work with this group today. And as Amber was saying, a lot of the managed hosts now have a pretty easy setup. If you're looking for a managed hosting experience, we're not the only ones doing a wizard install, but when you go through picking out a managed hosting plan, it will ask you a series of questions. And based on what you answer to that, you will get a semi-customized website, meaning you still have to write some things, put some work into it, but it lays out quite a lot and it doesn't look identical to everybody else because of your answers and what you decide to fill it in with.
Yeah. And just so everyone knows, you don't have to be a GoDaddy to use this theme. It's on WordPress.org for free, right?
Yes, it is available on WordPress.org. It is also available if you do use the managed hosting. So you could get it by heading off to WordPress.org/themes/go. A pretty short name for it, just Go. Mm-hmm. And it does some things that work also with CoBlocks, CoBlocks. So this theme and that plugin do some things together, but you could use either of them independently as well.
Great. So I'm going to just do two quick guidelines that we have for everyone, and then I'll stop sharing and I'll let Alex take over the sharing so we can dive in. So I have two requests for everyone. The first one is that we like to give voice to assistive technology users. So the goal of this meetup is really to, you know, trust Alex's expertise. And people are welcome in the chat to share their own thoughts and those sorts of things. But it's really important that we give our tester room to speak and not argue with them. And then the second thing is, on behalf of our plugin and theme developers, we always like to remind everyone that the goal of this is not to bash or to talk about how horrible something is, because it takes a lot of bravery to be willing to get up in a public forum and allow someone to test something and maybe point out things that aren't great. We hopefully also point out things that are good. But we just really want to make that sure that people aren't going and, you know, tweeting or saying negative things on social media, because the goal of this is really to applaud people's efforts to improve the accessibility of their software. So I'm going to stop sharing. If I can find that button. There we go. All right, I have stopped. So Alex, you should be able to share.
All right, let's see.
Awesome. And we can hear you. Do you want to give us a little, for someone who hasn't heard your screen reader before?
I wonder how our captioner attempted to caption that.
It says computer generated voice.
All right, so yeah, we can slow it down so people actually have a chance of understanding it. I like it at a comfortable 50 or 90%, but we can put it down at 40.
Mm-hmm. And would you be able to turn on the speech viewer?
Oh, yes, we can try it.
NVDA menu preferences tool submenu.
We've always had varying luck with this.
New lobby. Speech viewer S. Go theme testing site Mozilla Firefox.
That's pretty decent. Would you mind if I moved it?
You can certainly try.
Okay.
Amber Hines, Equalize Digital is requesting you can regain control approve button. Stick go waiting for Amber Hines, Equalize, to control your screen alert. Go theme testing site Mozilla Firefox private browsing. Go theme testing waiting for Amber Hines. Amber and navigation. NVDA speech viewer. Amber Hines, Equalize, is controlling your screen alert.
Amber, I might not be able to move it, but we'll see.
Shows panel, show speech viewer on.
Nope, that's okay. I'll stop remote control. The only other thing I might request is on your window, you're zoomed pretty far out, and I'm wondering if you
screen
could reset your zoom to 100%. Yep, awesome.
All right.
So what this is, for everyone's background, is I just chose a theme and I pretty much didn't change any of the content or the styles at all. So this is how it got installed by default. And I'm wondering, I have some specific things that I'll have Alex look at or that we could highlight, but I'm wondering if you wanted to just give an overall thought or if there's anything you want to point out to begin with that you noticed when you first visited the site.
So there's a few issues, but I haven't found anything on this site that would actually prevent someone from using it. So that's definitely a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, so we'll get started.
Link skip to content.
One of the things I always like to do is try and make sure the skip to main content, skip to content links work. These are great for users who just want to skip the navigation and header section down to the main content.
Main landmark heading level 1 construction remodeling services. You can count on heading level 2. We do all our previous projects include both new construction and repairs restorations.
And as you can see, and here, it definitely works. Focus was moved past the main navigation. Let's go back to the main navigation and just see what it's like to go through it.
Banner landmark button search toggle.
So we'll go ahead and call out that the skipped main content link is not contained within the banner landmark.
Which is good or bad, Alex?
There is some debate about whether this is good or bad. Generally, we don't want content outside of landmarks, but for something as small as this, it really doesn't matter. I don't think it would impede anyone from finding this link, but it's a simple change either way.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I'll call out is the fact that we have this search toggle before we have the logo.
Mm.
So
yeah, so if you hit tab again, you're going to go to the logo?
Go theme testing site heading level 1 link.
Yes.
So this was one thing I noticed about this, which is it doesn't actually follow the visual order of the page. So the visual order of the page is logo, navigation, search, and they're all in one row with search at the far right. But you focused on the search, then it goes back to the logo on the left, and then it will go back to the navigation on the right.
Yes. So it definitely, the visual order and the focus order should be the same.
Button search toggle.
As far as the search toggle itself, there's nothing as far as ARIA attributes go to tell users what might happen or what this does. Search toggle is fairly self-explanatory, but there's nothing that communicates its state to screen reader users. Opening it.
Search landmark. Search for edit land.
Focus is moved, but this is where we get our second problem.
Search for horizontal navigation landmark list with 3 items, link current page, home, link services, link contact.
How do we end up at the navigation if the search form edit is here?
Button submit.
Now I will call out that there is a submit button, so this is good for the form itself. But what's happened is we open the search form and the form is actually essentially past the logo and past the navigation links, maybe 5 tab stops away from the trigger itself. So to close this search form is now going to be a task. So definitely need to remember that items in HTML should not be opening this far apart. It should be directly under the trigger. And this is something that gets a lot of developers. But if we go back to the button,
search toggle button,
as already mentioned, there's nothing that tells the screen reader that the search form is open. Of course, if we activate the button, the search form does go away.
I think the expectation too is when that opens, because it's like a modal to a degree, you would want to be focus locked inside the modal, correct? So you shouldn't be able to tab beyond the modal without closing it.
If it is a modal, then yes, for sure. If it's not meant to be a modal, then no.
I think it is meant to be a modal.
Well, then yes, that would definitely, it should be marked up as a dialogue. And in that case, there should be a close button because there would be no way to actually exit the modal. I'll repeat this because it's good information. Escape keys are not a given, especially if you happen to be on a mobile device where escape is not available. There's no way with a screen reader to click outside not all users understand that escape might actually close a dialogue like this. So close buttons are self-explanatory. They close.
Yeah, the escape key didn't close it, or it did, you said?
My general point was to not rely on users' knowledge of escape keys.
Search landmark, search for edit, search toggle button.
In this case, it actually does close, and focus moves back to the trigger, so that's good.
That's good, yeah. One thing that I noted is that there's not a visible label for a sighted person. It looks like it's only using placeholder text. So if you were to type in there, you'd lose the search label.
Search landmark, search for E-E-S-E, search for edit test.
So it has a hidden label. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Test search. Go theme test search toggle button.
So we'll continue.
Link heading level 1 go theme testing site. Horizontal navigation landmark list with 3 items. Link current page, home, link services, link contact.
So the nice thing is that an aria attribute was used to mark the home page link as current. That lets users know where they are. That's nice. The downside to this is this navigation menu is displayed as an inline list. Inline is a lot harder than block level links because you lose the ability to use your down arrow key to navigate the links. When they're inline links, you just get this.
Horizontal navigation landmark list with 3 items, link current page, home, link services, link contact.
If you had block level links, such as what there is in the footer, every time you press your down arrow key, you'll get the next link.
Oh, hey, Alex, I actually added, maybe since I sent this to you, 1 item in a dropdown. I don't know if you want to refresh the page to get the more recent navigation.
Go theme testing site out of list link, skip the content.
Yeah. Now Banner, it's there.
Level 1 go theme testing site. Horizontal navigation landmark list with 3 items, link current page, home, submenu, link services, link contact.
Okay.
Out of list banner land, out of link list item, link contact. Out of link, out of link list item, submenu, link services, out of link.
So it doesn't appear that these have buttons to open the submenu. That's not great.
Out of list link heading level 1. Or services submenu link. Banner services. Go theme testing site Mozilla Firefox.
Selecting the services link goes to services.
Out of list link skip the content.
So
banner landmark button search toggle. Link go horizontal navigation landmark.
We can open this via the tab key.
Services link submenu current page. Submenu list dropdown link. Contact link. Submenu list dropdown link.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
I put bad text in there. I called it drop-down link, which is why it said drop-down link to you twice. Sorry. I should have put a real word in there, but it's fake.
Well, anyway, this is a pattern we can talk about. So using the tab key to open submenus is a pattern that many people are moving away from because in large menu systems, this can get really, really, really complicated and hard to use. Picture if you had a mega menu that had multiple submenus, and every time you hit tab, you ended up in another submenu. This is why this practice is going away. So the alternative is to have a button right after the link that allows you to open the submenu, which is also nice because it allows the user to open the submenu if they choose to and keep going if they don't want to.
So from my perspective, there is a little caret that points up or down, whether that is expanded or collapsed, that is to the right of the word. Are you saying that that caret's not acting as though it's a button?
That's a visual icon.
Okay, yeah. So what we would want to do there is actually make that proper button to expand the drop list.
Yes, because right now it only works on keyboard focus and probably hover as well, I would guess.
What would that be like on a mobile experience for you?
Mobile experience, it might not be possible to open the submenu. I kind of wonder.
Okay. It's good feedback. It's worth us testing.
Because obviously you couldn't hover on a mobile device and you couldn't focus it without actually... clicking it. So,
yeah.
Think we might get to experience that because in a little bit, I want him to go change the header options for this theme. So he'll get the mobile on desktop since there's a option to do that.
This episode of Accessibility Craft is sponsored by Equalize Digital Accessibility Checker, the WordPress plugin that helps you find accessibility problems before you hit publish. A WordPress native tool, Accessibility Checker provides reports directly on the post-edit screen. Reports are comprehensive enough for an accessibility professional or developer, but easy enough for a content creator to understand.
Accessibility Checker is an ideal tool to audit existing WordPress websites, find accessibility problems during new builds, or monitor accessibility and remind content creators of accessibility best practices on an ongoing basis. Scans run on your server, so there are no per-page fees or external API connections. GDPR and privacy compliant, real-time accessibility scanning. Scan unlimited posts and pages with Accessibility Checker free. Upgrade to a paid version of Accessibility Checker to scan custom post types and password-protected sites. View site-wide open issue reports and more. Download Accessibility Checker free today at equalizedigital.com/accessibility-checker. Use coupon code accessibilitycraft to save 10% on any paid plan.
Yep.
Okay, so
services sub home link.
We'll go back home.
Go theme testing out of list link skip to content. Banner landmark go theme testing site heading level 1 link.
Now, one thing I'll call out is the site title as a heading 1. This is another practice that I hope is on its way out. Heading 1s should be the first heading on the page and should also be in the main content. So the only exception to this rule is if the site title is a heading 1 and then your main title is a heading 2. But that's not the case on this website, because the main site title is a heading 1 and the title of the page is also a heading 1.
Main landmark construction remodeling services you can count on heading level 1. Heading level 2, we do it all. Our previous projects include both new and operational jobs for all link work with us. Heading level 3, working together.
I'm not sure if it's really worth calling out any of this content, if it's all sample and editable through the editor.
We offer an end.
Yeah.
On site.
So one thing we can take a look at is the footer.
Content info landmark go theme testing site link. Main landmark link schedule consult content info landmark link go theme testing site. Primary footer menu navigation landmark about. List with two items link services. Link contact.
So these are all block level links down here, which is much nicer for navigational reasons.
Out of list secondary footer menu navigation landmark company. List with two items link log. Link privacy policy. Out of list 2023 go theme testing site. List with five items, link open Facebook in a new tab, blank, link open Twitter in a new tab.
Ah, the links announce that they're going to open in a new tab.
Blank, link open Instagram in a blank, link open LinkedIn in a new tab, blank, link open Pinterest in a new tab, link open Pinterest in a new...
So, all in all, not a bad first impression.
Yeah, so that link opens in a new tab, is that's something they've probably coded in, because I don't, is this one of your custom blocks or something specific to the theme? Which, so that's good.
Yeah, I would think that that's specific to the theme, and it's got the new tabs because that's go follow this. It's as if it's a construction business website, and that is to go connect with those people on their social media platforms, which makes sense why you might want the new tab. But also I like that it's labeled.
There is one thing of note. We can explore a little bit on verbosity. So verbosity is the idea that we're getting too much information, and this can actually lead, funny enough, to a less accessible experience when we're trying to be accessible. I know it's a catch 22 a lot of the time.
Banner landmark search horizontal navigation landmark list with three items home link current page services submenu link contact.
What we have to ask ourselves as developers is, what do we really give users by calling this a horizontal navigation? Seems like more appropriate naming would be main navigation, but the problem with themes today is most of these landmarks are generated by user entered names. So while this makes sense to us as admins on the back end, what users get on the front end is not really preferred.
Yeah, let me actually, I'm curious real quick. I'm going to go look and see if that's actually what that menu. Oh, no. So what might be ideal on that, Courtney, is if, so it looks like that menu is actually in the WordPress admin named primary menu. which isn't super great, but because it shouldn't have the word menu in it, because that would be a default. But like, it might be nice on the nav to just pull the name that someone has named it in the admin, and then that way they could name it whatever they want, unless we think there's risk of user error there. I don't know.
So what we should keep in mind is there's only need for an ARIA label on a navigation if there's more than one in the header. So if there's a social link section and a main navigation and a contact us grouping of links navigation, then yeah, that's where ARIA labels clear things up. But if it's just a singular main navigation, then ARIA labels just serve to make things more verbose.
Yeah. Alice asked, but I'm not 100% certain if this is related to the nav menu, so Alice, feel free to add extra context. How do you know the difference between block level and inline?
So that comes from the display property in CSS. You either get display inline, display block. I think we also have display inline block. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've looked at CSS. But block level links are nice because every time you press your down arrow key, it'll move to the next link. If you have inline links, then it's just treated as one big inline element. And it can be harder for users to navigate to the link that they want.
Okay.
Services submenu contact link.
I think we could look at the contact page next.
Contact, go theme, out of list link, go theme, testing site. Link skip to content. Main landmark, let's kick off your next project together, heading level 1. Dunco was established July 2009, however, the founders have been working in the construction industry since 1990. This is a link to the Link WordPress Accessibility Day website. We've had the opportunity to build phenomenal structures throughout the Midwest, and we'd be our next one with you. Interested? Let's connect at 555, 5 name. Edit as autocomplete.
So here we have our name field.
Name. Edit as autocomplete. No preview email edit required. Edit as autocomplete.
And this label is not associated with this field. So that is an HTML error.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we can inspect it and look at what that
is. Menu. Yep. Inspect. Contact. Go theme testing site dot console panel frame. Source map error. Error request failed with status 404 resource URL. HTTPS. Inputted name field in class coblocks name field in type hidden name field in value field name. Inputted name class coblocks field name type text name field name value new attribute draggable 4 of 12 level 11. Inputted name input type hidden name field label class coblocks label new attribute name label draggable 1 of 12 level 11.
Does it not have an ID on the field?
So actually I can't see your inspector, so give me one second. I'm gonna just look at it in my
input name class coblocks field.
As I'm looking over, inspecting on my own, it's coming in from the Coblocks plugin. That's where they work together, in a sense. So the form is actually part of the Coblocks plugin, and the design of how it displays is Go theme.
Yeah, so actually, I'm looking at this, and Bruce also pointed this out in the chat. So the input does have an ID. The ID is name. The reason why the label is not connected with it, Courtney, I don't know if you're familiar enough with HTML when you talk developer, but if you wanted to tell them, the label, it has a class, but it doesn't have a for attribute on it. So it should say for equals name, and then that would connect it to the field with the ID of name.
Yep, that would do it.
So I think all these labels are that way, actually.
Some of them work. That's the weird thing.
So the email one looks like it doesn't have a label also.
Email
the
required label auto-complete.
Yeah, but we actually get the label read. So let's see.
Menu. Inspect. Contact. Inspect. Go theme. Console panel frame. Console panel. Document. Ignoring unsupported entry types. Largest contentful paint TCCL combined 1.0. Input email field in class cop. input email class coblocks field, input email field, input type hidden name field, input email field, input email class coblocks field email type email aria label email name field email.
Oh, it has an aria label on it.
Which one? I'm trying to figure out which one has an aria label.
The email field.
What's a little, I don't know why this is, and I don't know enough. There are multiple inputs that are hidden. Maybe that's like part of a honeypot or something.
That would make sense.
When I look at the, like when I look at the, when I inspect this, I see a label not associated, and then I've got a hidden input for email, but I've got like two hidden inputs and then the visible one that I can see. Yeah. But the visible one has an aria label on it for email, so that's why that one works, even though it doesn't have an associated label because it has an aria label on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so for the coblocks team, this needs to be revisited. This
conveniently is- the coblocks team is pretty much the same folks doing the Go theme, so it's a small crew that works together quite closely on all of those things, as well as the wizard that Amber walked through. And so these pieces are designed often to go together, but it's great feedback. I will ensure that I get lots of notes out of this replay and make sure that the team knows.
This is what I would often refer to as something that's a little overly engineered. Simplifying will make the code a lot cleaner and experiences better.
App contact. Go.
Okay.
Message edit required invalid entry multi-line blank.
I mean, the message field works as well, so.
Contact us button.
And then contact us button, which is great because it actually tells you what you're going to do. I mean, we can all argue about button text, though. That's always a fun one.
Enter your email address. Link skip.
So. Services page?
Yeah.
Manifold service contact link services submenu link services go theme test out of list link skip to main landmark services to help you to achieve your goals heading level 1.
Services starts off with a heading 1.
Dunco offers a variety of collaboration meetings should be treated as if we were while we are at the sorts of heading level 4 consultations.
So we have out of order headings. That should not be a heading 4. That should definitely be a heading 2.
Safety inspection heading level 4.
So should that one.
Pre-construction heading level 4.
And this one.
Remodeling heading level 4.
And that one.
No next heading.
And that's all the headings on the page. But one other thing we can look at on this page is to see if there's any redundant links. So screen readers. The reason why we don't like learn more, read more text of that nature, click here, is because of this.
Elements list dialog preview.
So this is the elements list, which gives you an overview of all the links on the page.
Go theme home free of services contact. Go theme testing site 6 of 15 level services 7 of 50 contact data blog 9 of 50 privacy.
Yeah, of course, apparently we don't have any links on this page, so this isn't really going anywhere. But you can imagine how this would look if I just had like 10 learn more links in a row.
So services. The fact that this doesn't have that is good.
Yes, that is very good, but that's also not really a theme thing. That's more of a content piece.
Yeah. I mean, I think something that's interesting about this for theme developers is when they're doing dummy content, is that's a way that they can really guide users into making the right choices. Because I bet, like you point out, those heading fours, well, sure, anybody could change those, but a lot of users, if they didn't know, they probably wouldn't. They would just keep the heading four and change the text of it to whatever it matched for their business. But I think like also guiding them, right? Like if you don't put a bunch of learn more links or whatever that might be, then that might help them not to do that.
Very true.
Alex, between the, near the top, there was a heading, two paragraphs, and then below were those H4s. In between those, there was an image. Did your screen reader tell you there was an image? And should we tell folks there's an image there? It's a picture, since this is a construction company, it's a picture of a kitchen countertop arrangement.
Main landmarks, no next graphic.
So it says there are no graphics on this page, so that must be explicitly hidden.
Okay. I don't know that it's particularly of value. So that's one of those questionable spots. How do you know when it's too much information if I write a really long alt text for you versus just there's a picture of a kitchen countertop or two in that image?
For me, I like alt text that adds value. Okay. So this might not add value. I don't know.
It could be a little subjective, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Very much so.
So I think, you know, I think something interesting to point out about this from like a theme or a plugin developer standpoint is, and we're going to circle back to this on what it means to have the accessibility ready tag. All you need in the accessibility ready tag is for people to be able to add alt. You don't necessarily have to add alt on all of your images because you're assuming people might replace them. And since these are looks like normal image blocks to me, I think, you know, the WordPress add alt functionality is there. So it would pass that. But what I'm curious about is if someone who is blind were choosing this theme, would it be better for them to know there's images here that convey this thing? Like, let's say they have a construction business. So would you, Alex, want to know these are the kinds of images that are being used on the services page in case you wanted to go find something similar or decide whether or not to keep them?
I don't think it would hurt either way because most people see demo content as demo content. But, you know, like I said, I don't think it would hurt anyway. If you wanted to add a quick description that just says what it is, then I don't think it would hurt anybody.
And you would, I mean, if you're editing this page, you'd encounter the images in the editor and then you'd know, oh, there's an image I have to replace or delete if I don't want.
Yes.
Cool. That helps clarify.
Yep. I think another thing about that session down below, if this is where it gets funny, right? Because if they think the H2 is too big, then they either need to change the H2 size in the theme, or they could add a different H2 above that that's like our services or something, I don't know, and then make those H3s.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That's where WordPress gets kind of interesting. There's a might only be a site editor thing, which means it doesn't make any sense for Alex, unfortunately, but there are ways of adjusting the visual size that as long as you still follow the proper order of H1, 2, 3, if it's a visual size issue, they could still make those H2s and change what the visual size looks like. That would be a better direction probably.
Yeah.
Probably so.
So I think it might be interesting to have you log into this site, but we had a question, two questions that I think I wanted to touch base on real quick. So Verwadi asked, in what case would you prefer an inline link?
Never.
Okay. Do you want to add anything to that or not really?
Nope, just never. I mean, inline links, I mean, they're block level by default. They should stay that way. There's a reason why things are default.
Yeah, when you have lists of links. So the only time really is if it's like in the middle of a paragraph, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it's in the middle of a paragraph, then that's, I think it's going to be inline by default. Because that's, you start getting to talk about paragraph styling then. And I think paragraphs are always perceived as inline.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you just avoid it at any cost, he said.
Yes.
Or they said. Cool. And then the next question was, Laura asked, for a blogger that has 3 columns with their latest blog posts, is there a better way to do read more to continue reading the blog? Or can you explain a little bit more about the best practice for those read more links in themes?
Well, in all honesty, read more links are not really needed, especially if your titles are clickable. But Everyone loves the read more link. So read more about post title is the way I would go about that.
And that doesn't have to be visible, right? So it could be either an ARIA label or screen reader text that's added after the read more.
Correct. It's always best to try to keep your text as visible as you can, because you never know which audiences it may help. But those are alternative solutions if you don't want the visual clutter on a link like that.
Awesome. Do you want to log in and go to the customizer?
Navigation Hotmail services blank /etcvres/blank WWADMIN admin collapsed heading level 1 services to help you to achieve your goals. Log and go theme testing site WordPress document heading level 1 link powered by WordPress heading level 1 link powered by Word link login or link login with username and password or link login with username O. Login username or email address edit has auto complete blank ALEX Alex Pat screen sharing meet new one notepad new one 997G N97KK selected.
Copy my ridiculous auto generated password.
Login.
Busy. Nobody hack us right now.
The main content.
We'll have to change that after the recording is done.
Yes. If I actually when I move my personal blog here, I should delete that user, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Good security practices.
So go to the customizer.
Add new tag, meet list, add pages, sub list with add new comments link, appearance list with 6 items, customize link. Customize loading document busy link close the customizer.
It has been so long since I've been in the customizer. So long.
In a way, so, it might be happy. I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
So there were a couple of things I wanted to check here that are specific, like they're being created by the theme. So the first one is the header. There's an item called header where you can set up how your header looks.
List with 10 items, active theme, go change theme, heading level 3. Site identity, press return or enter to open this section, heading level 3. Site design, press return, header, press return or enter to open this section, heading level 3.
Header?
Return or enter.
And customize, go out of list, link close. List with 6 items, button back. Heading level 3, customizing header.
Okay, I'm just going to point this out right now too, like, please ignore the terrible heading structure in here. It's probably been 10 years since anyone changed this.
And this is not their fault. This is WordPress.org.
This is core.
Header. Choose a header for every page on your site, then style it with the selectors below. Header 1 design style. Radio button checked. Header 2 design style. Radio button not checked. Header 3 design style. Radio button not checked. Header 4 design style. Radio button not checked. Header 5 design style. Radio button not checked. Header 6 design style. Radio button not checked. Header 7 design style. Radio button not checked. Background.
Well, that was fun.
I see the problem here. Yeah.
Can you guess what I was getting at?
I can. Yeah. It doesn't describe anything about the images that are the preview images that we get to see.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually functional. Like, I think you could change it to a different one. And I think you should change it to, hold on. I can't totally see it all because of the speech viewer. So I might need to customize myself as well. And I don't.
So if somebody if Alex were to select one of these, the only way Alex would know what he's selecting is to go to front of site then and have a screen reader go through this each time you pick a new one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a tedious process. Yeah.
What these look like visually, Alex, is they look like buttons, is how they've been styled. And they have sort of like blocked out grids that show you the position of the search icon, the position of the logo, and the position of the navigation. So you could have your logo on the right, or your logo on the left. You could have your search on the left and your logo in the middle and your navigation on the right. Like, there's a bunch of different options here. So I'm curious, when you have something like this, like how would you like to have that described? And is there a good solution for this that tells someone?
Good solution? Probably not. A reasonable solution would probably be to include descriptions, so that way you understand what you're selecting. Like, just as you said, a search button on the left, logo in the middle, menu on the right. Like that at least gives you an idea of what you're selecting.
Yeah. So the one thing about this that is a little interesting, because we saw before that the focus order didn't match, I think for a screen reader user, regardless of what the design is, they're going to get that exact. I think that's why the focus order doesn't match, because I think it's just like they're maybe using CSS to reposition these elements and they're not actually changing the order on the page, which was why we saw that issue in the beginning.
Yeah, that unfortunately is an accessibility violation.
Mm-hmm. So like when the different headers are changed, they would need to actually change the order of the elements in the DOM, not just use CSS to reposition them.
Yep.
Can you, for now, why don't you choose, hold on, I'm figuring out what its name is. header four.
Header seven, header six, header five, design, header four, design style, checked.
Okay. And then if you can go back out of the header styles, but don't close the customizer.
Out of list button, pop button, collapse, publish settings, button, publish, button, link, cancel, list with six, heading level three, customizing header, button, back, customize, go theme, test, heading level three, footer, press return or enter to open this section.
The one that I thought was also worth looking at is the social.
Heading level three, social, press return or enter to, head, customize, go theme, heading level three, customizing social, add social media, Facebook, edit as autocomplete, https, www.facebook.com. Facebook, add social, Facebook, edit as autocomplete, https, www.facebook.com, Twitter, edit as autocomplete, https, twitter.com, Instagram, edit as autocomplete, https, www.instagram.com, LinkedIn, edit as autocomplete, https, edit as autocomplete, Pinterest, edit as autocomplete, https, www.youtube, edit as autocomplete, Spotify, edit as autocomplete, GitHub, edit as autocomplete, TikTok, edit as autocomplete, Mastodon, edit as autocomplete, social icon, button collapse, select color. Out of list button, expanded icon, list with 13 items, button collapse, select color.
Select color.
So first of all, the ability to set your links, it sounded like that was all good. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm impressed that we have Mastodon in there.
Yeah. I wonder when that got added.
Yeah.
I keep trying to use Mastodon, but like nobody engages back. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how much this is actually their color picker versus the customizer color picker. So I don't know if it's worth looking at, but you could look at that. I was just curious about the fields.
Social icon edit as autocomplete, FFFFF button clear color.
Oh, that's always fun. Color hex codes.
Link customizer return to FWP admin 2. Blank, 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 blank.
Oh, yeah, this is not accessible at all.
Clear color button, select color button expanded. You know,
I'm not sure if that is something that is custom to the theme or not. It's to select the color for your social icon. And I don't recall if your screen reader read that when you landed on select color.
Yeah, it did. I'm pretty sure this is all part of the ancient customizer code.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I don't know that you all have control over that. What I will say is I think the fact that he could enter a hex code is probably the workaround for the fact that the actual color picker itself won't work.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if he were to have hex codes that he had agreed on with his designer, he could go enter them that way.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you want to go back again to
publish settings with 13 items, back button, customize, go theme, testing site.
Hold on. I was trying to figure. Oh, site design.
Heading level 3 menus, press return or enter. Heading level 3 site settings, press return. Heading level 3 homepage settings, press. Heading level 3 additional CSS, press. Out of list button, expanded hide controls. List with 10 items. Heading level 3 social, press. Heading level 3 footer, press. Heading level 3 header, press. Heading level 3 site design, press return or enter to open this section.
I've always wondered why we've never forced these to be in alphabetical order, because we can't have nice things.
Head out of list with 7. Heading level 3 customizing site design. Design style. Choose a style, select a color scheme and customize colors to personalize your site. Radio button, check traditional. Radio button, not check modern. Radio button, not check trendy.
Well, this pretty much is the same thing we just discussed for the header.
Well, this is slightly different because it actually doesn't do anything different for sighted people either. Like I just see
really?
A radio button and the word trendy. I have no idea what would happen if you check that.
Go ahead.
So, it changes the font.
Yeah. So, but it does more than that. You have five radio buttons in order there.
It changed the color options.
Yeah. Beneath it, there is a color scheme near the bottom. And so the color schemes that are displayed after the next two radio buttons, Alex, can you go down and see if it reads to you what the color schemes are?
Radio button color scheme, Plum design style.
Yeah.
Radio button checked, Plum. Steel design style, radio button not checked, steel. Avocado design style, radio button not checked, avocado. Champagne design style.
Yeah, it reads them. I just have no idea what they are.
Right, so there are three primary color, well, not primary as in colors being primary, three colors that are displayed there as you have one that is a primary, one that is an accent, and one that's somewhere in between. I don't know what the technical term is. It might even be further down, but it gives you choices of paired colors as well as font styling that goes with that. So above, when we had those five radio buttons to select, each of them offers you four different color schemes, and each of them has a font. Each of those five radio buttons has a two font setting option. So you'll have one font probably for header and one for body text. If you pick trendy, which is what we're on, it gives you trendy font heading and trendy body text, whatever the fonts are that go with that.
Yep.
So it might be nice on these to be a little more descriptive. Like Plum could say dark purple, royal purple, and gray or something. Steel, yeah. Plum and avocado are maybe a little bit more guessable versus like steel or champagne.
I mean, if we're being totally subjective here, the customizer largely wouldn't matter for someone who's never had sight either, because nothing in here they would be able to understand. Because if you've never seen color, you can't have color explained to you.
But there is some logic in understanding color theory and knowing that purple is associated with royalty. And if your brand aligns with royalty or things like that, that might be of interest. Even though you don't necessarily know what purple is, if you've been told purple is the color of royalty and purple plum is part of purple.
Or green is the color of nature.
Yes.
And you're blogging about hiking, you might want a green blog.
Yes. There could be something to that effect.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Probably not. It would probably apply more to the I work for a company and they want me to do this more than it would the here's my own website. I went in here to change this.
Right. Although I don't know why the champagne is. It looks slightly less than a red. It looks like a really hot pink, but not quite red. I'm not sure why that's champagne. but sure, it's champagne.
Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to point out here is this is an area where if you wanted to get the accessibility ready tag, one of the requirements of the accessibility ready tag is that all of the default color schemes that are available in a theme pass color contrast at a minimum of AA.
Okay.
And so if you were to go back to traditional, Alex, that's where we were before, I think.
List 17 items, traditional radio, check.
But like the apricot has an orange that fails color contrast with white text. The bronze, if you were to select that, it has a gold that would only pass if there was black text, not white text.
Right.
So this would be an area where you all would need to go through all the default color schemes and make sure they all pass so that if someone didn't change the colors, it would pass.
Right.
Obviously, people can make changes and break things, but that's a requirement for accessibility ready tag.
Good to know. This
and I'd say for
area,
the most part, most of your templates did pass. There were a couple I saw that were like pink with white text, like light pink. And then like an orange. But for the most part, most of them did.
Yeah. There's one area that I would love to have a quick look at if we could, inside of creating a page. Would we be able to go in and create a page?
Yeah, could you publish your changes before?
Out of list button, publish. Unavailable. Button unavailable, published. Link close.
So bad. This whole area gives me PTSD.
Yeah, so.
It's going away in full side editing. There's no customizer. Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yes. So some folks were asking it about, hey, I've never seen the customizer. And that's the experience that new to WordPress people have. They may never see the customizer. If you know the address to type in after WP-admin, you could get yourself there. Or if you install a plugin, like I used to work at the events calendar, and that plugin has settings that are in the customizer. You still need to go to the customizer for some of those things because it takes plugin companies a long time to make that kind of a pivot, right? So customizer, you still might bump into things that are there. And inside of site editor, things are not particularly accessible. I will say that I know in the near future, we're hoping to have a version of this theme that is site editor compatible. They will be two distinct themes. And I think that will probably be the best way forward to continue being accessible with the theme. I just hope that both of the feature sets are roughly comparable.
Yeah, because we all know it won't be at the end of the day. Eventually, it'll drop off. Given a company's good intentions, it always drops off.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. So, add a new page.
Yes, I want to see. I believe that it's there.
List dialog, preview, skip to make, P, post, sub, all, post, state of 70, E, pages, sub, all, page, add new 70, dashboard, go, theme, testing, site, WordPress, Mozilla, Firefox, main, landmark, editor, content, region, add title, edit, multi-line, add title.
I feel like Alex has this memorized.
Well, I was going to say, this is how we know that Alex is really good at WordPress.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you added a new page faster than I would.
Yeah, I think maybe he's got some WP CLI working that we just don't know about.
No, never. I'd never do that to anyone. That would be so bad.
But you came with me. Okay, so what I wanted to indicate that is different. Now, you're in a block editor experience for a normal page, Alex. And I know that already could be problematic. In the top right corner, what we see to the right of the publish button, there is, it looks like a painter's palette as the icon. And if we can somehow get over there to select it, some of the very same things that we were looking at inside of customizer are available here as well.
You are currently in navigation mode. Site design toggle button, not press collapsed.
Yes, that.
Site design. Well,
yes.
I had no idea this was here.
I thought so. What happens is that folks, it's a lot for people to learn site editor, and also they were gradually stepping people through as the Go theme was coming together. They were gradually stepping people through the experience of using a block editor and not imposing upon them the full site editor experience. What you see under the site design option is much of what you get in Customizer, but it's just going to be laid out a little bit differently here. Do we have any pages, by the way, Amber, already made that have content on them?
So the demo one. So if you wanted to go back to the pages list, Alex, you could go into like the home page or the...
Out of region heading level, format editor, top bar region, link. Pages, go theme, test, link, skip to main, command, row 2, select log, check, row 3, select contact, checkbox, not check, row 4, select home, checkbox, row 5, select privacy policy, row 6, select services, check, title, column, busy, edit page services, go theme, testing, site, WordPress, edit page services, go, heading level 1, edit page.
Yep. And then in that site design.
Tools menu button, undo button, unavailable button, untoggle out of toolbar button, switch to drag menu button, collapse sub button, unavailable up toggle button, press expand, toggle button, not press collapse site content, toggle button, toggle button, not press collapse site design. Press expanded.
And then you have the services page there. Can you go? It's directly underneath, according to our view. Are you able to get into the
are currently in navigation mode.
So here's what gets fun about Gutenberg. I mean, we're going to bring it up, so I'm just going to let it spill now.
Do it.
Yeah.
All these tabs up here are from a package that us developers call the WordPress Interface Package. And essentially, this was like one of the very first React packages ever created for Gutenberg. So this means all these tabs are several, and I mean several tab stops away from where they actually interact.
Yeah,
this is the exact opposite of what you should do on a website. Don't ever do this.
You know, I actually have a question for you. So it's that site design has replaced what is visually to us, you know, the sidebar menu where you'd have your page options or your block specific settings.
Yep.
But you toggled it open with a site design toggle button. Could they, because this is coming, it looks like to me, out of the CoBlox plugin, could the CoBlox team say when this is toggled open, they could add JavaScript that shifts your focus into this, like they could almost treat it like a modal. Would that be acceptable? And just like you toggle it open, now it puts you right in that site design toolbar so you don't have to go find it?
That would be acceptable, but that's based on if they even have knowledge of this in their code, which they might not, because that's the reason it's not fixed in core.
Okay, because like those two pieces are just so separate and they're just,
yeah, yep.
They're loading this into something that Gutenberg's doing without really creating their own custom thing.
So yeah, these sidebars get loaded in a totally separate area than where these trigger buttons happen. It's awful, but it's a repeat problem throughout the entire Gutenberg code base.
Mm-hmm. So what we
I don't know, it'd be interesting to see if they could do that, because I feel like that might help solve that problem.
The best thing I could think to do is to try to detect the conditional rendering, but it would be tricky.
Mm-hmm. So this is the same thing. You can choose your design style and your color palette. Do you want to explore it a little and
close pollution button. Feedback? Editor content region, add block menu button, editor settings region, close pollution button.
So here's another thing where things really fall off the rails. Close plugin button. That really tells me a lot.
Design styles heading. Design styles button expanded.
What does it tell you?
Nothing. I don't know why I'm getting closed plugin when this is the site design tab.
Oh, yeah, there's in just, your page edit screen. It's confusing that it's called plugin.
There's massive context issues. So you do one thing and you expect one thing and you get another.
Gotcha. Okay.
Design styles heading. Design styles button expanded.
So here's our design styles. It's expanded.
Traditional button, modern button, trendy button.
And as you can hear, it doesn't tell me which one of these is selected. So I don't even know which one is currently active. And I don't know that that's something you all can fix or if this is a Gutenberg problem.
It does have, one of them has a different style. So I'm assuming there's a class or something on that one that it's selected. So probably they could put
my guess, yep. It depends. That's why I've always been so hesitant to do an audit with Gutenberg, because we don't know if this is a component that they are A, misusing, or B, messed up in core, or C, this is a totally custom implementation.
Yeah. And all of those are very valid concerns that I'm sure I can at least take back to the team and have them look at what they can look at and maybe submit some issues inside of Gutenberg as well in the,
for sure,
the Gutenberg repos. So the five radio buttons that we saw inside of Customizer are the same five options that we're seeing in this design styles. And then below those design styles are the same color palettes that we were getting.
Colors button expanded, custom button.
So I'd like to say something about that actually. In the customizer, they were labeled as radio buttons, which is what they are. You can only choose one.
Right.
Here, they are just labeled as buttons. They're not an input with a type of radio.
Mm.
And so that I would, if I was doing an accessibility audit for a client, I would flag that as a failure, because it's not telling them that, like, for all he knows, he could select three of these buttons.
Right.
So if they could make them an input of a radio like they did in the other place, I don't know. Can they do that? I think that would be better. It would communicate better that you can only choose one of these things. And then that way, also being able to indicate which one is currently selected.
For sure.
Which is currently selected, definitely valid point. If they were to use, there is between the heading design styles, there's a paragraph before you start selecting them. If in that paragraph of text, they said something, choose one. Would that?
No, it's
nope. You want it as a radio button. Okay.
Or there's a role, there's an ARIA role for this.
Okay.
The reason why we can't have this is because Gutenberg developers have, core developers have made the choice that screen readers should be sending native keyboard events to the application. And this means screen readers can't operate in a virtual mode. And when you don't operate in a virtual mode, you don't get paragraph text. So it would cause too much of a havoc with changing context.
Gotcha. Thank you.
I think sometimes some screen reader users, when we've done testing in the editor, they end up in like forms mode. And that like skips a lot of that stuff too, depending on, like, I've seen that happen for people using JAWS, like it'll automatically put them into forms mode.
Well, that's what mode you have to be in, because if you're in a virtual mode, then all your keyboard input isn't intercepted by JavaScript, which makes the editor useless.
I put a link, Courtney, to the radio role.
Okay.
Which could be a way to keep these as a button if they have to be a button and they can't be an input, where you could define that it's a radio, and then you can use ARIA checked to say true or false.
Gotcha.
On them. I'll also, Alex, Paul said in the chat, this is some fantastic insight into UX on both FE and BE. Makes me think Gutenberg should be renamed Frankenstein, though. I thought you'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I've had some brainstorming sessions of similar types before.
I have an actual usability question here that's not clear to me. If he changes something here, is it going to change it only on this page or for the entire site?
It would change it site-wide.
Okay. I mean, I guess it says site design, but it's me as just like a WordPress user. Like, I don't expect to see full site design changes when I'm editing a single page.
Right.
So blurs the lines.
Obviously it's not an accessibility problem.
Yeah. No,
I find that a little confusing.
I disagree. It actually is. This goes back to our whole conversation about context. Like, this even confuses sighted users. This should be telling the whole community something.
Yes. So that's the thing. Inside of the regular WordPress editing experience, you can be in a post and you can jump into customizing your template. You could jump into changing a color somewhere and then push globally. Although it says apply globally. So I think that calling out some additional wording in that design styles to note that this would be a global change would be helpful.
Yeah, maybe avoid the word global. Site.
Avoid the word global change for the DIYer crowd that may not be so website builder oriented. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, even in that paragraph where it just says customize your fonts and colors to get the perfect fit, you could literally say this will change your entire site, or customize your fonts and colors for your entire site. Like, if you say something like that, like, that's really explicit.
Yes.
In a way that I don't totally get.
Yes. So when they began building this theme, the Go theme, it was deliberately a hybrid approach to what has become the site editor experience. So they were taking some steps to simplify the design styles that you have available, instead of sending someone through the site editor's version of where these settings are kept. Because with the hope of how many users that are on this theme, classic theme, it's one of the largest installs because it's part of our managed hosting, although many people are using it that aren't part of our hosting plan at all, but it's still a very widely used theme. And so because of that, they were trying to become a gradual step towards the site editor experience. But I have heard that we'll be releasing a separate theme that is site editor compatible. Keep you posted when we have that. I'm sure Alex can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone really doesn't want to see that audit.
If the front of site is good, then I'll let you take a look at websites you can browse, but I'm not ready to send you into the site editor backend.
Oh, why not?
No, nope. Not prepared for that, because we got to
get core. Do you have any other... Oh, sorry, Courtney.
I just said we have to fix core first. And I know Alex is raising the ruckus for that.
Alex is working on that. Do you have any other questions about this site design sidebar? Is there things further down we should look at in it?
Alex, could you scroll down? It's been a bit since I'm thinking maybe not. Button.
Custom button.
Well,
colors heading. Colors button expanded.
We have our color section here.
Custom button.
With a custom, which makes no sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that could say like choose custom colors as the aria label on that button instead of just custom. Yeah.
Might be a little more clear.
Button.
Then we have an unlabeled button.
That's the color palette.
Unlabeled button.
Button.
Gotcha.
Button. Fonts heading. Custom button. Fonts heading. Fonts button expanded.
And now we make it the fonts.
Custom button.
Custom again. So no context.
It doesn't say that beside it, it says font pairings. So you're just getting the word custom there. Got it.
List edit font size. So
the button itself needs an aria label on it that gives that context. So the first one, because otherwise, like, how does he know what's the difference between the custom.
Right.
Yeah.
Custom button. So then we have something rather interesting.
List edit font sizes button.
I have no idea what this is supposed to be.
Evo the quick round fox jumped over the lazy dog button.
Takes you right back to typing class.
Okay. Here's what is interesting about this. This particular element, there is a div, and inside that div, there are two paragraphs. One has the name of the font. So the first one says Crimson Text, the second one says Hebo, the third one, which you can't see on your screen, says Trochi, I think is how you pronounce that. And then the second has that quick brown fox sentence, so we can see what the font looks like. And then inside that, there is, for the one that is selected, there is a button that allows you to edit the font size. But I think they're treating this div around it to select the fonts as a button.
Okay.
Because with a mouse, I could click on where Alex is right now, Hebo. But I suspect that if you wanted to change to that, Alex, you might not be able to. I'm not certain.
Edit page services, go theme, testing site, WordPress document.
And the entire editor just lost focus.
That could be a combination of the site editor itself.
Yeah, well, that's why I caution people, though, because unless we opened up React at a code editor right now and looked at the React code, we'd have no idea. But more than likely, this is a Gutenberg bug.
Yeah, that it would lose focus.
Yeah. So looking at this, actually, I inspected further down. There is a button around that, but probably it doesn't make sense to have it. I'd put like an aria hidden on the quick brown fox. Like, it doesn't need to read that out.
Right.
Because then it would say like button Hebo, button Trochi, button, like it would name the font.
Right.
But then what is weird is that the edit font sizes button only appears after you make a selection on the element.
I feel like I would also want a way of describing the font. Like, this is a cursive style, or this is a thick font, or something that identifies a little bit more than just the name of the font, that gives idea to width, or if it's serif or sans serif even.
And it might not be possible if the font picker, for example, doesn't have the correct attributes for developers to pass this data into, then there's no way that it could easily be done. Yeah. A lot of this stuff probably comes out of the WordPress components package, where all this stuff is supposed to be done for you. And a lot of it's received very good accessibility, and it's just being used incorrectly. or it's received bad accessibility and has not been used correctly, making a double bad situation.
I think this is unique to this theme. I haven't seen this in other core elements, the way this is done, or to code blocks. It might come out of code blocks instead of the theme potentially, because there's a code blocks wrapper around the entire site design element. And there's only 10 fonts here that you can choose from unless you add a custom. So I think it could be reasonable to provide a description of each font. It gets hard if you had like 150 of them.
Sure.
There's only slight differences, right?
Yeah. But this is again very much designed for folks that are not going to go register their own fonts or upload additional fonts. Pick among the shortlist.
Yeah. I'm curious though on the fact that we have links, or they're not links, additional buttons that only appear after something is selected. So if you were to go to you're on Hebo. If you were to go down to Trochi and select that, I think it will reveal a button to you after or inside that button.
No, what'll happen is
I'm curious what that experience is like.
It'll lose focus again. We can try it.
Editor settings region. Closed blue button. Design styles heading. Design styles but collapsed. Traditional button. Colors heading. Design styles heading. Design styles button collapsed. Traditional button.
Oh my gosh, this is a mess. Oh, it just shows custom
button. Colors heading. Traditional button.
It's still a mess.
Colors heading. Colors button expanded. Collapsed. Fonts heading. Fonts button expanded. Custom button. List crimson text to quick round edit font sizes button.
So we get a
Trocky the quick round fox jumped over the lazy dog button.
So if you select that one.
Work sans the quick round fox jumped over. Edit page services go theme testing site WordPress document.
Focus again.
Main landmark okay, editor. So region. Editor content. Editor settings region.
The reason why you lose focus is because the selected element stops being a button and becomes a div.
Yeah, I'm sure it's part of React's re-rendering.
Close blue button.
I think it's because they removed the button that you just, when really that, again, these should almost be like radio buttons. You can only choose one. And then if they behave like a radio, he'd be able to go through them and they would keep their input and they wouldn't become a div once it's selected.
Design style traditional
this
colors heading,
the
fonts heading, fonts button expanded.
Internet, though, just ask any sighted designer.
Yeah.
Custom button, list, next to the quick round, Hebo, the quick round, edit font sizes
here's
button.
Our edit font sizes
so we're
button.
Getting close to the end of the meetup, and I really want you to go back and check out that mobile menu.
Yeah.
On the front.
Yeah, let's do that.
Navigation collapsed edit page services go theme. Stay on leave page edit page services go theme test sub menu link about WordPress.
Let's zoom this in.
Oh, you don't even have to because you changed when I had you save.
Oh,
you changed
nice.
It to one where you can only see the mobile menu on desktop.
All right then.
Sub menu link us link 0 sub link edit page manage word out of list with 2 items edit as auto complete search. Submenu link Audi Ally out of list link logout link skip to content banner landmark
so
button search toggle.
Search toggle.
It's in visual order now.
Link heading level 1 go theme heading.
And then we get the
button
collapse
menu.
Menu, which we can expand it and it
expanded,
says
expanded.
It's open, so that's nice.
Main landmark heading level 1
but
construction
no
remodeling
menu,
services you can count
so
on.
So that's not nice.
Banner
the
landmark
menu
button expanded menu
is not.
Horizontal navigation landmark list with 3 items link contact.
In the HTML above the trigger, so this does not follow correct the HTML DOM structure.
So just to make sure I understand,
sub-menu link services.
You opened it and you hit tab expecting to go to the first or your arrow keys expecting to go to the first item and instead it took you to the H1 behind the menu.
That's
and
correct.
And then you had to go backwards on the page to actually get to the menu.
Yep.
So that would obviously be something we'd want to fix.
And from our earlier discussion, there is still no button to open the submenu. So On a mobile device, there would be no way for someone with a screen reader alone to open the submenu.
Yeah, I think it's only visible on
Compact, out of list or submenu link services.
In this case, you'd probably have to select the icon, I guess. Because services, selecting theme, it, of course, reloads the page to the services page.
Submenu link. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So mobile menu and search form need the most work for this theme by far.
So we teased a little that we were going to talk about Accessibility Ready, and I know we pointed out some problems, but I'll say actually, I think as far as getting this to the point where it could be approved for Accessibility Ready, it's actually not that far off. When I first loaded this, I was kind of impressed. I was like, there's not as many problems. Like, some themes are really bad. So I think it's good. And I don't know if you had that same impression, Alex, that it's close.
Yeah, definitely close. And to point out, the Accessibility Ready tag, not to mean any of the hard work that's gone into making that possible, but the Accessibility Ready tag currently has some pretty atrocious themes. And because they pass color contrast, that kind of already got them the tag. And it's a bit of a backward system, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little, I posted a link if anyone is interested to what is required. I think it's important to know, like you said, Alex, that it's a good starting point, but it doesn't do everything. But I would say, like, the main things beyond what we've mentioned before about the menu and just setting your default color contrast, I checked links, like they always want links to be underlined. And that's why when we went to the contact page, there was something that said, this is a link to the WordPress Accessibility Day. I was just trying to figure out if you underline links by default, which you do, which I thought was good. This has skip links, and Alex said the skip links worked. So it passes that. The forms would need a little bit of work. The headings, so not having more than two H1s on a page. And Alex, do you normally make the site, would you prefer to see the site title as just a paragraph tag or an H2, or what would you like to see that site title be instead of the H1?
Just a normal link.
Just a link with no
yes
P or anything around it.
I mean, okay. Paragraph tag really doesn't matter. The problems start once you start mixing headings around.
Mm-hmm. And then would you say, as far as the ARIA landmark roles, that they're using nav, search, main, banner, that they're using all those correctly?
Submenu link about WordPress, banner, landmark, search, toggle button.
Here's the beginning of our banner landmark.
Main landmark services to help you to achieve your goals, heading level one.
And it looks like we don't get a main landmark until the mobile menu is open. So probably.
Well, I think it's closed right now.
Yes, it is.
Banner landmark menu button collapsed.
Not so sure the mobile menu trigger should not be considered a navigation landmark. I don't know. That's kind of been one of those debates too.
Expanded.
But if we open it.
Search toggle button. Horizontal navigation landmark list with three items home link.
We get our navigation landmark.
Main landmark services to help you to achieve your goals heading level one.
And our main landmark.
Content info landmark. Go theme testing site.
And our content info landmark for the footer. So everything is good.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We talked a little bit about read more links. This, at least there weren't any read more links in the theme, so I don't think that mattered. And we talked about images. I'm trying to see what else. And then the only other things are you can't have spawning of new windows or tabs without warning the user. And I think we saw warnings for that.
Yep.
How about, did you notice any positive tab indexes when you were going around the site, or anything that shifted your tab focus?
Navigation landmark, banner landmark, search toggle button, link skip to content.
If there are any, generally it's a sighted person's job to find that.
Banner landmark, search toggle button, go theme testing site link. Horizontal navigation landmark list with three items home link. Services up, blank. Banner landmark menu button expanded.
Oh, wow.
Horizontal navigation landmark list with three items home link. Go theme testing site link.
Yeah, you still have the menu open, I think. but you're, want to not be able to go outside of the menu. It should be like a tab circle when the menu is open.
Mobile menu does something weird though. It bounces focus all kinds of crazy. Yeah, that needs to be looked at.
Menu button expect collapsed. Content info landmark, go theme testing site link. Primary footer menu navigation landmark list, services link, current contact link. Secondary footer menu navigation landmark list, log link. Privacy list, open Facebook in a new tab link. Open Twitter, open it, open Pinterest in a new tab link. Browser tabs, services, go theme testing site.
Yeah. So it's really close.
Yeah, very close.
Thank you both so very much. And Alex, I thought I was bad listening to my podcast and audiobooks at like 1.7 speed because it makes podcasters sound like chipmunks. I'm barely keeping up at 40% speed with your screen reader. I don't know how you do that and chat in Zoom at the same time often. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Bruce asked a question, does the Accessibility Ready include visible focus indicators? And there is a requirement for focus indicators, I'm pretty sure, as a sub item of the keyboard navigation item. And Bruce pointed out that in the footer, the links have outline none. So we're not seeing that right now because Alex's screen reader is giving us that nice blue focus. So you would want to just tab or have your dev team tab through this without a screen reader turned on and make sure they have a good outline. I think I did actually notice too on this theme, it might have like a 1 pixel dotted outline. And I would strongly prefer to see a 2 pixel solid so that it, and then they'd want to make sure it fully contrasts with whatever background is there.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I'm tabbing through myself and it's pretty faint.
Mm-hmm. And considering maybe someone with low vision, it might be hard to see. So,
yeah.
I did not see any other questions and we're just about at our buffer zone with our captioner. So
I was hoping somebody was going to ask me a challenging one tonight.
Thank you very much, Alex. And thank you, Courtney, very much for being brave. Everyone, we will have a recording for this. It'll be up once we get corrected captions and a transcript. And I think we'll include links to things that were mentioned in the chat as well. So feel free to reach out, Courtney. You know where to find us if you have any questions.
Also,
once your team looks at everything. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Accessibility Craft. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe in your podcast app to get notified when future episodes release. You can find Accessibility Craft on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And if building accessibility awareness is important to you, please consider rating Accessibility Craft 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Accessibility Craft is produced by Equalize Digital and hosted by Amber Hines, Chris Hines, and Steve Jones. Steve Jones composed our theme music. Learn how we help make thousands of WordPress websites more accessible at equalizedigital.com.